Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live, and we're here kicking off the third hour of the program. Open phones if you want to join us. You can bring up anything you want. We've been focusing on some pretty serious small-town corruption happening in Charlestown, New Hampshire, where First Amendment auditors, including our very own Joa here from Breaking the Flaw on YouTube and Odyssey and Press NH Now, were attacked and attempted to be murdered on the streets. I mean, you get connected with basically a brick to the head. I mean, dude was throwing full cans of soda.
One can, apparently. One bottle, plastic bottle.
I mean, if a can of beer, a can of soda hits somebody in the head, it could kill them.
Oh, yeah.
You know, just depends. And that happened this afternoon in Charlestown, New Hampshire. This was after already dude got his Press NH Now had his tires slashed last night outside of a city council meeting or a town council meeting. After a town council boss man came out and actually attacked Press NH Now and stole his camera from him and his gimbal.
Well, you missed one key thing. The chief's son threatened him, and then right after the tires are being noticeably slashed, and I'm putting one and one together here.
Yeah, that seems pretty clear.
Yeah.
And we didn't even talk about how there was like a biker gang that apparently got called out to intimidate you. So that happened. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. As we continue here, we're going to bring Boston back on the line. He's up there in Charlestown. He was there today and witnessed some of the craziness that happened in the streets where a woman... apparently rolled up after a kid, a 15-year-old, threw these things at you guys.
Yes.
Threw the can of soda and such at you. And then he proceeded to then attack Press NH Now physically.
Yes.
There was a scuffle.
Well, a pepper spraying, then scuffle.
Yep.
After the attack, Press NH Now pepper sprayed, and then the kid went full-fledged attack, like went for his torso, and they went to the ground for a moment. President Joe was just trying to get away, trying to just defend himself, not trying to hurt the kid. That was not the intention. I mean, other than the fact that the pepper spray, and actually the chief of police said, yeah, the pepper spray is probably the most appropriate thing you could have done there.
So, Boston, you're on the line here. You saw some of this happening. You saw this woman roll up right after the attack while the police chief is there, get out of a car or whatever and say, hey, what happened? Tell us about it.
Yeah, let me put it into context. This is a 16 to 18-year-old young girl. Apparently, she was the sister of the kid that got sprayed.
Mm.
And she rolls up, and I can understand a sister being concerned about her brother and such.
Sure.
But she rolls up, pops out of her door, and she's talking to me and 19-year-old Michael standing next to me. In essence, we're both kind of bystanders, just... Mm-hmm. Looking at things, I started recording because I'm not stupid.
Right.
So, anyway, she says, "Hey, I wanna give you guys a message for the guy who
don't swear,
sprayed,
but go ahead.
Remember we're on the radio.
Yeah, who sprayed the minor?" And I said, "Well, what are you talking about?" And she said, "Well, my message is that if you F with my family, we're going to F with you. And by the way, my mother's coming down here, and she has a weapon." And to that, me and the 19-year-old Michael kind of standing there kind of said, "Well, would you mind telling that to the police officer standing 15 feet
the
away?"
The police chief, right? He was right there within, like, probably 15 feet.
He's barely out of earshot. Mm-hmm. So anyway... She gets her, and the sad thing is, this poor girl is somebody's daughter. You know, she's 16, 18 years old. I'm sure somewhere in her brain she's trying to justify this, but it's just sad that this little girl has that warped of thinking to go around tossing threats out. It's crazy. Mm. So I walk my happy self about 10 feet over, and the police chief was there, and I said, hey, by the way, why don't I fill you in on what she just said? And Michael walked right next to me, and I said, this is what she said. Michael said, yeah, that's exactly what she said. I showed the police chief the video, and I said, what is going to be done about this? And he basically said he would follow up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's not like immediate, you know, threats that are going to happen, like, right there. Like, as soon as he leaves, this could have happened, right? I mean, they're threatening right there on the spot. They're in the heat of the moment. They're going to want to do things, you know?
Yeah, that is textbook criminal threatening.
Mm-hmm.
And so anyway, she, I mean, on two levels. One, I don't know where in her brain she thought that was a good idea to threaten. Second of all, I can empathize with the fact that, you know, she probably heard 10% of the story, and she probably heard, oh, my brother got pepper sprayed, and he never did anything to anybody, which is complete bull.
Right.
But, you know,
so
on the other hand,
where did this go from there? Did it dissipate? Well, everybody go home, or did something else happen?
Yes.
No, they were... Okay. There were more children of the corn that started pouring out into the streets.
Well, actually,
there was
when the scuffle occurred, and like it was just about like breaking up, and the kids like really suffering from the pepper spray here. He actually picks up President Now's phone and chucks it again, and then when it lands, and then another kid on a bicycle picks up the phone and like just tosses it up in the air again. Wow. I didn't know where it went. So there was another kid, and I started calling him, like, I forget what the word I use now. Oh my God, I forgot. But I was like, that guy is also involved.
He's in on it. He's a conspirator.
He's a perpetrator. That's what I said. He's a perpetrator too. And he starts riding his bike away really, really fast.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? The phone's fine, honestly.
Really? And, wow. Yeah, I was going to say, how many phones does this guy go through every year?
It's got a good case on that thing. Wow. It's been chucked a few times at this point.
Right.
But
I'll tell you what, around every corner, there was a half a dozen of the Charlestown Children of the Corn gathering to chit-chat about what was going on. And they were clearly trying to figure out what they could get away with and what they could do.
Wow.
But using their minor status, too,
mm-hmm. like which is right. really like... Unfortunate, like they know that they can get away with things as being a minor, but
that's right.
I'll warn them that the Sununu Youth Detention Center will gang rape you at gunpoint.
Yeah, well, most of them, though, I think Flaw would agree. Most of them were adults. There were some youth cruising around that, you know. But I did remember. I don't know if you remember me pointing out the chief's deputy. What was the condition of his tires, by the way, Flaw?
The condition of, I don't know exactly how they went flat. I'm going to guess it's the valve stems, but I don't think. What's that?
No, remember I pointed out to you the deputy rolled up next to us, and he got out and he was looking at things, and I said, hey, before you do anything, deputy, have you taken a look at your tires lately? They were bald.
Oh, that guy's tires. Mm. Yeah, I love going into police parking lots and doing quality control checks on their vehicles, including checking their inspections and checking their tire treads. That's definitely one of them, and I'll fingernail.
That's dangerous, yeah.
And I'll check if there's my fingernail can't scrape. Rip that top of the surface, it's a problem.
Boston, yeah, was there anything else?
They were bald. Yeah.
Was there anything else you wanted to share about your experience today?
That's about it. I just wanted to call in and I guess lend a little context to it. It was kind of sad. I mean, press was assaulted again, and he didn't deserve that. And
no, nobody deserves to be assaulted for walking down the street with a video camera. Thank you, Boston, for the call tonight. I definitely appreciate it. Thanks for giving your perspective on it.
I'm not apologetic at all what happened to that kid. I just think it's very unfortunate it happened, and I didn't want that to happen to the kid. And I obviously didn't want to be, you know, assaulted either. But, you know, this kid should have realized that there's going to be, some repercussions to his actions. And unfortunately, his third attack is what, you know, that's what it took. It, like, you're going to get...
But he didn't leave in handcuffs, right? There's nothing that happened.
Oh, no. He got picked up by someone he knew and brought to the hospital. Uh-huh. And then someone later on, you know... was saying that this kid went to the hospital and he's like, you know, well, whatever. But, he's gonna recover pretty fast. That the burning eyes and the mouth is gonna end. Preston H. Now has open wounds.
Wow.
That is going to take a lot longer time than pepper spray healing.
All right, so coming up, Kyle Rittenhouse. We're gonna find out what's going on with that trial. It's a big one. A lot of people are paying attention to it. You probably know his name. He's that kid last year that shot some people, and allegedly in self-defense. We'll talk about it coming up. We're on the way. 603-283-6160. You can join.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here. Coming up, Kyle Rittenhouse, the teenager who was in the streets. It was Minneapolis? Was that where he was?
Yes.
Yep. Which, by the way, Minneapolis voters just recently voted against replacing the police department. So it was like 56% or something like that.
With the one that burned down?
No. I mean replacing them with like another bureaucracy. So like abolishing the police department and creating a public safety department.
Garbage.
Whatever that would mean.
Other cops.
But they vote. Yeah, it's cops by another name.
It's all going to be the same dudes.
Yeah. It's cops by another name. I mean, look, they call the state troopers here in New Hampshire, the organization for which they work is called the Department of Safety. So, right. You know, renaming the police to another thing is ultimately meaningless. I mean, even if they make some superficial changes, it's still the same old game. And anyway, the voters didn't go for it. But we can talk more about what's going on with the Kyle Rittenhouse case coming up here in moments. Of course, open phones, which means you can call in about whatever's on your mind. Plus, it's never a good idea to keep much cryptocurrency on your phone. Not only is it too easy to spend, but someone could hack your device or just outright take it from you. The question of, or some jackball could throw the phone and then, you know, you got to go back up the wallets. And anyway, so the question of how to safely store cryptocurrency was answered long ago. And now Bitbox has given an even better answer. It's a hardware wallet that is completely open source, and it doesn't have some of the problems that some of the other hardware wallets might have. Soon, we're going to be giving away three of the latest versions of the Bitbox, but if you don't want to wait or take your chances in a giveaway, head over to box.freetalklive.com to purchase one of those hardware wallets from Bitbox and use code FTL, like Free Talk Live, for a 5% discount at box.freetalklive.com. We go to your calls and thoughts. Rob is on the line in Vermont. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Rob.
Hey, guys. How you doing this evening?
What's on your mind tonight?
Well, your last ending there when you were talking about gaming the cops, I just call them road pirates.
Road pirates.
That's exactly what they are.
Nice.
You know, hey, you know, I wanted to tell you, I went over to Charlestown last night because I watched a lot of this on YouTube unfold.
Mm-hmm.
I remember you.
Know, and you live, like, basically across the river. I mean, you're not far from there. It's probably a short drive.
Yeah, about 8 miles. Yeah, not that far.
So you saw the action starting up last night at the Charlestown Council meeting where people were threatening Press NH Now and Absolute Defiance's Footloose and our very own Joa there outside of the meeting, and you came over.
Yeah, I saw that, you know, there was a lot of disrespecting going on. And, I mean, there's a pattern here. See, I've been watching these these auditing videos that are on YouTube. They're throughout the United States, and they're activists that go to, like, the Superior Courthouse or the state prison or what have you. And, you know, and they want to check and see if, you know, if they're, you know, if they can audit. And the pattern is that, you know, everybody that when they go there and they approach these individuals, you can tell that they've all been conditioned. Even the people that over in Charlestown, you know, the people that have been there for a long time, they've just all been conditioned to believe, you know, what they've been told.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I got there, you know, towards the end of it. You know, there was, you know, some words exchanged and stuff like that. But, I mean, I think that kid should be lucky that it was pepper spray that was sprayed at him and not hornet spray.
Agreed.
A lot of the obedience comes from the government indoctrination camps out there. I mean, they're training people to believe in the government, to love the state. Yep. And luckily, we're here in New Hampshire, which is still, it has that live free or die spirit. There's still plenty of people that know the government is bad news, and they're corrupt as hell, and they don't trust them. But there are still people who, that brainwashing does work on them.
Like, you remember last night, like, we were definitely getting heated in our talks, and, like, we all have loud voices, especially for those. Talks fairly loud. It seemed like we were coming across them, even though we seemed kind of heated in the moment type of thing. And people were understanding what we were saying. We weren't going back at them with, you know, like straw man arguments, like, you know, people just calling us swears and stuff. And we were actually presenting, like, a real argument. And I literally, like, some of the townies were just walking from one side over to our side and facing the opposite direction. Like, naturally. It wasn't like we asked them or anything. They just came over. It was beautiful.
They saw you were making sense.
Oh, yeah.
Rob, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Let's go to Tom. He's in Baltimore. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, you know, I like those audit videos. Every once in a while, you'll find that a government official or a cop actually is a pretty decent person. Yes. And answers the questions and is respectful.
They're out there. Yeah, every now and then.
And we'll praise them for it, too.
Sure. And, Tom, you're a former cop. For listeners that don't know, you're a former cop in the Baltimore area. Anyway, go ahead with your call tonight.
It's a very small percentage, by the way, of the ones who actually act right, unfortunately. I admit to that.
Yeah.
By the way, also, before I get to my reason for calling, you guys are hysterical. Whoever made the comment about more children of the corn came out.
That's great. That was the caller, actually.
That was Boston, the guy that helped me today, yeah.
Was it?
Yeah.
And jackball, that's going to be my new term for knucklehead.
That's a good one.
I think that was you, Ann.
Yeah.
And anyway, I was wondering, I got a text from Pete Santilli literally within the past 15 minutes about Jerry DeLamis. He's from New Hampshire. He's a former Marine. He got a new release date. He was being called a political prisoner.
This is the guy who went to prison based on attending the protests out in Nevada at the Clive and Bundy Ranch way back in, like, what is it, 2013 or something like that.
Yeah.
He unfortunately took a guilty plea, whereas most of the people who went with not guilty actually won at a jury trial, so unfortunately he should have not taken that plea, as I understand it. So they sentenced him to several years in prison, and you've got an update. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, speaking of what you just said, Ian, Pete Santilli was one of the ones who would not take the plea,
right,
and was acquitted.
Yep.
Unfortunately, I believe you're right, Jerry did take a guilty plea. Well, he got a new release date. He'll be coming home instead of May of 22. He'll be coming home in a couple of days, November 9th.
Wow.
Good for him.
21.
He never hurt anybody, by the way. You know, he didn't actually shoot anybody or hurt anybody in any way, shape, or form, but they put him away for several years.
Not to distract from your call, but you should have him call in.
He could.
Yeah, he was not even part of the standoff with the Bureau of Land Management.
Mm.
He went down there, and the sheriff had intervened, and he came home. And he, along with dozens of other people, were then arrested by the FBI. Speaking of which, the Kyle Rittenhouse thing, I don't know if you're aware of this, but apparently the FBI did another number illegally. They committed a Brady violation in that they did not, during discovery, disclose that they had actual high-definition video of Kyle being shot at prior to him firing.
Was this the drone video or whatever?
It's a street video, and he was like hiding behind a car, I think, when this all went down.
We're going to talk about it. Matt, I imagine you've heard about this.
A little bit. I don't know if I have enough to speak about it on a deep level. But
Tom, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. That's Tom there in Baltimore. Open phones, of course. Kyle Rittenhouse, we do have to talk about that coming up as well. You can bring up what you want here on Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Votes on President Biden's domestic agenda could come soon, according to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. White House Deputy Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
The President supports Speaker Pelosi and is behind any timing she feels is right.
The government is setting a January 4th deadline for big companies.
companies to make workers get their COVID shots. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky on Capitol Hill.
We know the most disruptive thing in a workforce is to have a COVID outbreak and to have workers in that workforce come down with COVID infection, severe disease, and in some cases, death.
OSHA officials say this, like other Occupational Safety and Health Administration rules that apply to the workplace, will be voluntarily complied with. Any non-compliant companies could face penalties of nearly $14,000 per violation. This is USA Radio News. The Department of Justice is suing Texas over the state's new voting law, arguing that some measures passed by the GOP-controlled legislature early this year would disenfranchise eligible Texas citizens who seek to exercise their right to vote. The Texas voting law, which is known as Senate Bill 1 and signed into law by Governor Greg Abbott in September, makes a host of challenges that further tighten the state's election laws, such as banning drive-through voting and setting new rules for voting by mail. The suit is based on two provisions of the new law, one related to assistance in voting booths and another related to the rejection of mail-in ballots. The law, set to take effect in time for the 2022 primary elections, has already faced legal challenges that generally argue it will disproportionately impact voters of color and voters with disabilities. Those challenges could delay the implementation of the new state law. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Open phones. If you want to join us here, the number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. The Kyle Rittenhouse trial is happening. I don't know for how long it's expected to go, but it's, you know, federal court, so it's probably going to be a little long. We can talk in detail about that. In fact, we're already getting calls on the subject. Of course, you're welcome to join us and bring up whatever's on your mind. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian,
Matt,
and Joe. Don't forget, you can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com. We've got archives that you can download. There's a neat little widget. We blew up the website a couple weeks ago, and this is a new site. So things are a little bit different than they were before. There's a little podcast player widget on the left-hand side of the site. If you're on mobile, you're going to have to scroll down a little ways. You'll find it. And then that's got the latest episodes on it. You just click the share button, and then the download link or the download icon will appear. You can download directly there. And, of course, if you want to, the best way to receive our archives is via our podcast. And you can find that over at feeds.freetalklive.com. And then just pop that podcast URL, that RSS feed, right into your favorite podcast client. And then you will get automatically the Free Talk Live episodes as they are released. You don't have to go and download them manually. But it's up to you how you want to receive them. You can go to freetalklive.com and check out the all the options there. Of course, we stream live on various different platforms as well. We're going to go back to your calls and thoughts. Speaking of Kyle Rittenhouse, we've got Uncle Tom on the line calling from Indiana. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, what's up, gentlemen?
How are you?
I'm another day in the belly of the beast, you know.
That a boy.
I'm just going to be blunt with you. Kyle Rittenhouse needs to go to jail.
Really?
If I'd have done that, if my son had done that, if my grandson had done that, they would not have been offered a bottle of water. They'd have been offered a bullet, a hot one. You guys know it, and I know it. And for anyone to pretend that it's not that way, They're lying to themselves, and they're lying to the world. You got a jury of 20, 12 primaries and 8 alternates, and you couldn't find but one Negro in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Dude, I got relatives in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Oh, yeah. They could have found more than one Negro, but they didn't want to. This is a setup, and I'm going to let you know, if it goes down like I think, black folks are unhappy already, and they're going to be real unhappy.
Now, hold on a second.
Let this fool go.
Now, it's been a while since I've heard the alleged, you know, allegations or alleged facts in the case. Kyle Rittenhouse, did he even shoot any black people?
If that's not the point. He was at a Black Lives Rally matter. Black Lives Matter rally with a loaded AR across state lines from where he lives. He's I've seen the video of him sitting there with somebody else in a car saying, man, I wish I had my AR, I'd shoot him. No, that's what he was there for, period, dot. I don't care about his age. I don't care about nothing else.
Well, I believe
but if they let him go, black folks are going to act a friggin' fool, bruh.
Really?
We are tired of being treated like we don't count.
Well, you definitely do. And it doesn't matter if you're black or not. And I think everyone's individual. And I just want to make a point about what his intention was, or at least what he expressed. I'm not supporting it one way or another. But I'm
Where did he express this? Was this a year ago when he expressed it, or recently?
I think in his testimony.
He's testified?
Well, I think he went in front of like a grand jury or something like that, or something like that. He expressed himself. Oh, no, he expressed himself at the event itself. Mm-hmm. So he actually interviewed on the street with someone.
Okay.
He specifically said that he was there to protect the dealership because of another dealership, car dealership, was, cars were burned, the building was burned down, so he wanted to protect another business. That's what his intention was, at least what he expressed in an interview on the streets.
That's called plausible deniability. In other words, it's a good lie. It's a convenient lie. But it's not the truth.
So you believe that he went there to shoot protesters?
I believe he went there wanting to get a reason or what his little infantile mind thought would be a legitimate reason. And the first time he saw it, he took it.
Do you believe that people should be able to open carry? I know it was a vulnerable situation.
Dude, I open carry everywhere I go, have since
Thank
I was 23. I've been carrying gun longer than most of y'all been alive. So, yeah, I believe in open carry. But I don't believe in 17-year-olds walking down the street with a gun they're not even old enough to purchase. That's going
to
be
I'm actually surprised to hear this from you.
I am, too. I'm wondering if you're trolling us right now. Are you serious?
Absolutely serious, bro. I'm a 60-year-old black man who's been under the police's pistol more times than I can count simply for being a Negro in the right place.
Mm-hmm. I understand where you're coming from. That's unfortunate it's happened to you, and I don't want to see that happen to anybody else. I would say, I don't know if you want to consider this like the devil's advocate for Rittenhouse here, but is that he definitely displayed really good trigger safety, as in he didn't ever put his finger on the trigger unless he needed to, and at least like when he thought he needed to. He definitely had good control of his gun, and he had it strapped well. I feel like that he had very appropriate manners to it. Until obviously the action, I don't think, honestly, I would never do what he did. Like, especially if you're like, 17 years old, that sounds really stupid.
When you say you would never do what he did, you mean you would never have put yourself in that situation in the first place or defended yourself against an attack? Because it looked like he was being attacked. Right?
I certainly would rather have a whole dealership of cars in the building to burn down. Then
have kill somebody.
Die.
Yeah, yeah. I agree with you there. I think Uncle Tom, you may be right. Maybe he did go to this event with a trigger, itchy trigger finger, hoping that he's going to be able to take out some leftist protesters or whatever.
Negroes, that's who he's wanting to shoot.
But he didn't.
Yeah, but he didn't. And the people who were at the pro, like the people in the crowd of people he shot, there was like one black guy out of 40 people. Like everybody
and
there was white.
And he wasn't attacked by a black person.
He actually was attacked by one. There was but one out of the four people who attacked him. He even got shots off at the black guy. But the black guy was literally chasing him down. One of the people, he got missed, luckily. He shot two shots at the black guy, but the black guy got missed. The three people he did shoot were all white. and all four of them were attacking him.
Well, they were attacking him because he was in the wrong place at the wrong time, underage, with zero common sense.
But that's not a crime.
It's not a crime.
That is, no common sense should be a crime. Look what the devil is all about.
But it's still not okay, right? Like, if somebody's doing something stupid. No, if somebody's doing something stupid, you don't get to attack them over it.
Why not?
Because that's, you know, a violation of their rights.
If somebody's standing in front of me doing something stupid that could hurt someone, I'm going to tell them to stop. But, and when they swell up, I'm going to put them on their back, bend them, spin them, and run up in them.
Well, who is he going to hurt? I mean, he didn't hurt anybody.
Listen. Whether it was black people or not that got shot, it was a Black Lives Matter rally. Black folks are looking at this and going, man, if they let this off, I couldn't say it on the air, but if they let this off, we ain't happy. We've been getting mistreated for 402 years. We've been free for 157 on paper, and indeed for about 50.
So what you're saying is you want to demolish a white kid because he's white and you're black.
No, what I want to say is that he screwed the pooch. And if he was black, like I said, the cops wouldn't have been asking him if he wanted water.
Right.
They'd have been asking.
That's probably true.
You totally agree with that.
The police are the problem. I mean, look, the police are the enemy here. It's not Kyle Rittenhouse putting black people in cages. He's not doing that.
Guess what? Kyle Rittenhouse is a wonderful example of white privilege. Again, if that been a brown fella walking around at a riot with an AR over his shoulder, the police would not have been, hey, guy, how you doing? You okay? Would you like some water, fella?
I'm going to correct you on that. I've seen black people, and specifically the Black Guns Matter.
The Black Panthers?
Yes. No, the Black Guns Matter group. The Black Panthers? I don't know.
There's different groups.
No, but Black Guns Matter is like anybody with an AR-15.
Yeah, but I've seen like a group of black people carrying. And I totally support that. I didn't see anything harmful happen to them. You know,
well, the more black people there are carrying, the more nicer the cops are going to be.
Absolutely. Well, that sounds like a solution right there.
Yeah. Thanks, Uncle Tom. I appreciate the call tonight. And the police are the problem. The police are the ones that are doing the oppressing.
Absolutely.
He's just a kid.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required.
It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. Moments remain. Maybe enough time for you if you dial now. The number is 603-283-6160. Dee, Matt, and Joe here in the studio. Of course, you can take control of the airwaves. We're talking about the Kyle Rittenhouse case. And don't forget, you can join us online anytime over at freetalklive.com. You can get interactive on our social media site. We got a Mastodon. Maybe you've heard of Mastodon. It's getting a little bit of press now that old Donald Trump is launching his own Mastodon site. It's exactly actually what I suggested earlier in the year.
Only reason they did that is because you said Donald Trump ought to.
I doubt that was the reason.
That's how it went.
It's the smartest move he can make because it lets you run your own social media server. You don't have to ask any big tech company to do anything for you. And you get to set the rules. He gets to make the rules. We get to make our rules. And our rules are you get basically, you know, to say what you want over at social.freetalklive.com. Unless you want to spam, in which case we're going to shut you down.
You know, what it is Ian's the trendsetter over
here. Yes. He's the shot caller.
Yeah, I was a latecomer to Mastodon, honestly. It's been around for...
He basically wrote Mastodon.
No, I didn't. It was some socialists out in, I think it was like France and Germany that wrote Mastodon, and they hate it that Donald Trump is using their software.
Oh,
they're talking
makes me
about,
love it more.
Yeah, they're talking about like suing him or something like that, even though it's an open source software. And it's like ridiculous.
They don't know how things work.
Yeah. So anyway, you can go join ours over at social.freetalklive.com. And the cool thing about Mastodon is they're federated unless... They disfederate unless they leave the federation, right? So by default, when you create a Mastodon, you're connected to the other Mastodon, thousands of other Mastodon servers. So when Donald Trump inevitably gets on his new site and starts tooting, as they call it, on Mastodon, then you'll be able to follow him even if you're not on his server. So you can have an account on our server and still follow him or whoever, you know, whatever other Mastodon. So it's pretty cool.
No thanks.
Social. Okay, I'll follow him because he's funny.
Okay.
I don't agree with his politics, but he's...
But we need the memes.
I've been missing the entertainment.
Absolutely.
So.
Okay.
Anyway, social.freetalklive.com. Kyle Rittenhouse, he's on trial. Matt, you've been following the case. You followed in the beginning. Can you give a recap?
Yeah, so
where are we till now?
Basically, there's a kid in Kenosha, Wisconsin. He's from right across the border in a neighboring state.
Mm-hmm.
There's a bunch of hoo-ha about how do you get a gun if he's only 17.
Somebody gave it to him.
Yeah, his friend gave it to him or, you know, let him borrow it or the friend bought it for him for when he turns 18 or whatever. Who knows?
It's legal to have a gun in most places, right, if you're under 18. You just can't buy it.
Right. Correct. And I'm not sure. I think
that's
part
not
of the
legal
problem
advice.
There is such a thing called a straw man purchase. This
this kind of looks like there was a straw man purchase. His friend bought it for him. You never should say that unless you're saying you're gifting it to him.
He didn't say that, did he?
He went on the stand earlier and said he bought it for him. So he took the stand in his own trial? No, this is his friend that bought it for him.
Oh, the friend.
Yeah,
okay,
so
okay.
And the friend's under charges, too, for, providing
Damn.
The weapon. So, I mean, a lot of it's, you know, baloney. But, you know, they're gonna throw charges at anybody that they think that they can make them stick. And they'll throw dozens of them at them if they think they can get one to stick. So they're just out to make your life miserable.
So he went with a group to defend a car lot.
Yeah, he went there in general, just to prevent people from doing bad things to property.
Mm-hmm.
Towards the end of the night, they were called specifically to a car lot. It was a large. It wasn't just him. It wasn't just Kyle Rittenhouse. It was a big group of people.
Yeah.
You know, there's probably 15 of them, and they were met with some success. So you know, they were just setting up a perimeter, armed people around private property, and looters sought, easier targets, softer targets, which is
as they are
logical.
Want to do.
So at one point, though, Kyle Rittenhouse was actually trying to leave, and this is after the cops had already told the reporter that they were glad that he was there. You know, they were glad that this group of people was there. They're doing a good job. They're not breaking any laws. We have nothing bad to say about them. And later on, when Kyle tried to leave, he was trying to get away from some problems. It looked like it was going to get a little bit hot. They're losing this area. It's time to just go away from it.
Mm-hmm.
And the cops actually stopped him and said, "You're not allowed to exit this way. You have to go back out the other direction," which is in the direction of the heat he was trying to get away from.
Oh, my gosh.
So there we go with cops steering people right back into a bad situation they're trying to get away from in the first place.
They know it's best for us.
This is a common problem. We see this over and over again. This is just another one example of this, police causing issues. So, sure enough, the kid gets into the middle of some snot. It's not going well. He's getting pushed around and badgered and threatened.
And he's alone, right?
This one little short, bald, white guy. Looks like a skinhead. And apparently the guy had a long, storied past of child molestation.
Mm.
And next thing you know, the kid is running away from them. A few people start chasing him. He gets tumbled in the street. He turns and fires and shoots a hole in the head of the bald child molester. That's a problem down. Now you got more people chasing him.
I just want to say, Rittenhouse, out of all the things, thank you for your service.
Yeah, thank you for Kyle Rittenhouse did nothing wrong.
Cheers to Sarcophilia or whatever it is.
So basically, the kid did if you watch the videos, he did a textbook job, an incredible job of defending himself from an oncoming mob of lunatics.
He didn't shoot anybody who wasn't attacking him.
He didn't even accidentally land a shot on somebody who wasn't. It was perfect. It was absolutely textbook in athletic, if I may say so.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, the gun he had in some of the circumstances, and two of the circumstances where he had to shoot, was not the right gun for the job. An AR-15 was too long a gun to be tumbling around.
Close combat.
Yeah. He really needed to be with a pistol at that point. But he used what he had,
and he
executed successfully, and it worked, and it drove lots of hordes of zombies who were chasing him away. There was one black guy that was attacking him. He took a couple crack shots at him. That guy dodged the bullets, literally, and ran away, which is good. He didn't shoot the guy. That's great. There's one that didn't get shot and ran away, which is nice. He's not out there trying to kill people. He's out there trying to get them off of him.
Okay. Now he's facing charges.
Now he's facing all kinds of charges. Interesting. The trial's been going on for about a week as far as jury selection goes. The interesting thing is the judge has banned the words protesters or victims. No, you ban the word victims in the courtroom.
Because these are attackers.
Yeah, so the judge has allowed the words instead, looters and rioters.
Interesting. Okay.
That might be very appropriate. I don't know exactly on those individuals and what they were doing that day, but that sounds very appropriate.
Yeah, and so far, it looks like this judge is basically kind of miffed that this came to his courtroom in the first place.
Mm.
Like, and when you look at the video, they're hanging the kid. They arrested the kid to prevent a gigantic meltdown of that city.
Mm.
That's the only reason. The mob mentality is demanding this kid's head. But legally, everything he did was textbook perfect.
I did not like the cops' reaction to and how they brought him in. They were, like, laughing about the situation,
yeah,
that sort of thing, and I was not okay with that.
No.
And that's obviously, the like, a motivation to be angry at Rittenhouse. And, I think they should really focus, you know, maybe all the other parameters and eliminate them. Put your blinders on with them and just focus on him and how he acted, and you're going to see that he was just defending himself.
He was. And he did so very effectively and perfectly, and I don't care how old he is to have the gun, because he's clearly good enough with it where he should be in possession
What's
of it.
What's the news that's come out about the FBI having secret video?
So the FBI had a spy plane at 9,000 feet, 8,500 feet.
Like a drone?
Air. Yeah. I'm not sure. I think it was a winged aircraft. I'm not sure if it was manned or not.
Okay.
But it had a FLIR, you know, IR.
Yep.
And they were tracking little hot spots on the ground, which, you know, represented a human.
Yep.
And the FBI agent in charge of that, it's controversial whether or not they should have been over that with a spy plane in the first place. But they were, because that's what the FBI does. They're just bigger scumbagger, more scumby cops, and they do what they want, whether it's legal or not, and who knows if this was or not. But
is this video going to help Kyle?
Well, it's hard to say. Everybody's saying it's going to hurt him, and everybody's saying it's going to help him. And one thing we know for sure is that the FBI agent in charge of it testified today, but we're not allowed to know what he had to say. We can find out what all the rest of the court proceedings were today. But
why can't you find that out?
It's banned. We're not allowed to know what the FBI agent had to say in court.
This wasn't public testimony?
His testimony has been made not public.
Government officials, I mean, goon squads are pretty private, and they don't want you to know anything they're doing.
Especially the more and more
what do they do? Kick the viewers out of the courtroom and only let the jury hear the testimony?
An FBI agent, Brandon Kramen, testified about aerial surveillance of the events in Kenosha on the night of the shooting. For security reasons, the testimony was made not public.
Whoa, that is really
weird.
Creepy.
Right?
It's kind of scary, in my opinion, because, like, how many times can they do this without, like, at least we have knowledge of it actually
happening.
Yeah,
and you can go see the video. Like, the video is released, but his testimony about it is made not public.
I see.
That seems fairly unprecedented.
Very
as far
weird.
As,
everything about this trial is looking super kangaroo already, and the judge doesn't like it, you can tell. So, this kid needs to walk.
Keep us in the loop as this develops. And, of course, you guys are always welcome to call in anytime, any night. But we're out of time for tonight. We'll see you tomorrow online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com. Check Breaking the Flaw on YouTube and Odyssey.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.